Well, the role of the investment banks. Yes, they're certainly big, important players in mergers and acquisitions, and yes, they may sometimes try and drum up business, but I think that no well-run firm will want to engage in this kind of activity unless they see merit in doing so. So it isn't all driven by the banks. What we do note, and that is really interesting, is that when a company goes for a takeover, tries to take over another, the thing that's most important is its share price, the share price of the company doing the takeover. So if the share prices do well, which they did in the 80s and 90s most of the time, companies feel richer, their shares are more valuable, so they tend to go out on a buying spree, and they will get advice from investment banks and merchant banks about when to buy and what to buy. And the potential victim of a takeover bid will obviously want to get advice from another national institution about how to defend itself, assuming that's what it wants to do. So we've seen a lot of acquisitions and mergers, some friendly mergers and some contested takeovers, a lot of them happening in a strong stock market. In the early 21st century, so far, we have been seeing share prices slide a bit, and so mergers and acquisitions are becoming less frequent and, of course, less valuable. The value of companies has fallen, so the value of the activity for the merchant banks, investment banks, has been slipping too. It's very much a cyclical phenomenon. Boom for shares means more takeovers. Slump for shares means less.